Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew. Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew. Inspiring hearts forever anew. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to YOLO Series 4, Devotion Beyond Comprehension, where we're on a magnificent journey through the lives of the Blessed Companions to see how they lived around Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and what they did in the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and what they taught us. But before we do, let's start with a beautiful blessing of Durood e Pak. Now, sending through the salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has lots of worldly benefits. Alhamdulillah, whenever you've got anxiety, depression, financial problems, anything else, it is one of the main vazifas, one of the main cures that the scholars give. Send through the salam upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make a dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal. And by the blessings of Durood e Pak, your duas will be accepted. We all know that. But today I'm going to share with you something very special. Because this Durood e Pak not only helps us in this world, but it helps us in the hereafter. It's the day of judgment. A man is brought to the scales of justice, and his good deeds are put on one pan of the balance, his bad deeds on the other. The bad deeds are more, and an announcement is made, take him to the fire of hell. The angels are taking him, and he's constantly looking back and trying to, you know, give excuses, but the decision is made. Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the riwayat says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angels are taking one of your ummatis towards the fire of hell. Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrives. He says, O angels, why are you taking this ummati of mine? They say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we weighed his deeds. His good deeds were less, his bad deeds were more. He is destined to go to the fire of hell. Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prays in the court of Allah azza wa jal and says, bring him back to the scales. So they bring him back, and they start to weigh the deeds again. Now he's thinking, they've already weighed him. I know what I've done. I know my deeds are less. I know that the bad things I've done outweigh the good things. So what is this going to do? So again, as he predicted, the bad deeds come out more, the good deeds less. Suddenly, Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take out a piece of paper from their pocket, place it on the good deeds, and the good deeds become heavier. Now an announcement is made. Take him to Jannah. As they're taking him, he's constantly looking back and he says, tell me, O beautiful one, who are you? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am your Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, what was that thing that you placed on the pan of the balance that changed my destiny? What was it? And Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that you read Durood as-Salam upon me with love and devotion. I kept that knowing that one day you will need it. And it was that Durood as-Salam which weighed heavy on your good pan and you have been granted Jannah. Subhanallah. This is how amazing Durood e Pak is. Not only does it solve your problems in this world, but it is a savior for the hereafter as well. Salu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going to start with a beautiful kalam, and this kalam is a very special one. And it talks about destiny. Let's listen to this beautiful kalam. Salu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
झुकाओ नजरें Beautiful kalam that is by Haji Mushtaq Tari Rahmatullah Alayh. May Allah Azza wa Jal raise his ranks, and he really brings it home that, you know, the true destiny, the true fortunate person is the one who has the opportunity, the privilege and the honor of visiting the city of Medina and presenting himself in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is not only a great privilege, but it is the greatest point of respect and honor that one can find in this life. When you are in front of the Jaliyah Mubarak, in front of the Gumbad Mubarak of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the Ummati, it doesn't get more honorable. And there is nobody in this world that Allah has created who deserves more respect and reverence than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One of my favorite kalams. We're going to move to our main segment. Salu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala. Ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew.
Now the essence of our iman, the essence of our existence, is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we've been discussing that for the three episodes that we've already done. And this was obvious from many different ayah mubarakas of the glorious Quran and Hadith Mubarakas as well. And we discussed lots of different situations. And Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, Surah Ahzab, verse 6, that the Prophet is more worthy of the believers even more than themselves. And then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, none of you can be complete and perfect believer until I am more beloved to him than his father, his children, and all human beings. Subhanallah. And we heard the great story about Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and how he confessed that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're more beloved to me than everybody else and everything else but my own self. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, Umar, you haven't reached the completeness of Iman. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah said, you are now more beloved to me than myself. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now your iman is perfect and complete. This is how amazing this is. And this is what we need to understand. You know, everything else that we do, everything else that we have, all of these things are peripheral. These are good things. You know, namaz is important, Quran, everything else. Lekin the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the essence of existence, is the essence of iman, is the essence of your life, and is the essence of the test that Allah Azza wa Jalla has set. And this is what the perfect example of the true understanding of iman and love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and true reverence and respect in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from the lives of the blessed companions. And this series, we're exploring that level. We want to see what they did which brought them so close to Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was it? What sort of actions did they do? And we're going to talk about their lives. And I've got some beautiful, beautiful stories for you today. Let me start with this. You remember in the last episode that we discussed, you know, a lot of companions falling over themselves, fulfilling the commands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for those of you who are listening attentively, you'll remember that I said that in the next episode, I will talk about two companions who actually, in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refused to carry out the command of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I said it was an interesting one, let me tell you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes away from Masjid Nabawi Sharif to patch up between two tribes. There were two tribes who were fighting, and Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes for reconciliation. Now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already said, Abu Bakr, if I don't get back, you lead the salah. So the time for namaz came, the companions looked around, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were not there, so they Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala steps forward onto the masallah to lead the jamaat. Akamat is done, namaz starts. After the namaz starts, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrives. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks through the safs, through the rows, and comes to the front behind Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Now, as Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking down, the companions smell the fragrance, see the nur, and realize that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has arrived, and they want to tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has arrived, and so you need to move back. So they start to tap their hands on the back of their hands, and they try to gain the attention of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And the scholars write something very interesting here, that when Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar the Great used to stand on the prayer mat, he was totally immersed in salah. Today we're busy in thoughts and thinking about different things and our mind isn't on salah. But this was the greatest of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal after the Prophet. When he was stood on the masallah, there was no distractions. Nothing could take him away from that concentration in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the companions knew that to get Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala's attention, we needed to do something. So they make these sounds. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala hears this commotion and he realizes that there can only be one reason. That is that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has arrived. Now, he decides, I'm going to pull back so that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can come and lead the salah. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is behind him and says, Abu Bakr, carry on. But this is where I want you to listen very carefully. Abu Bakr, carry on. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar in salah and says, Ya Allah, tera shukr, Ya Allah, I thank you that your Habib has considered me worthy enough to stand on the prayer mat in front of him, but still doesn't stay there. He drags his feet and comes back. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam move forward. They lead the salah, complete the salah, do the salam, then turn and say, Abu Bakr, when I told you to stay there, why didn't you stay? Now the scholars write something very interesting here. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, okay, Abu Bakr stay there and prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Abu Bakr is saying, no, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to come to the back. Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala was respecting and honoring the best of creation. And his words were,
Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, like when somebody really puts you in your place and you say, "Who are, I'm not worthy. I'm only the son of so-and-so. Who am I to do this?" He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can the son of Abu Quhafa lead you in prayer? How dare he? He doesn't have that worthiness to lead you in prayer. That humbleness, that sincerity, that love, that honor, that respect, that reverence was what got Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, the great status of the devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was unparalleled. Nobody could reach his status. And indeed, all the ummah has agreed that after the prophets, the greatest of the creation of Allah azza wa jal is Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. Why? Because he truly loved and honored and respected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he didn't fulfill that command, but he didn't fulfill it out of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is devotion beyond comprehension. Viewers of Madni Channel. And there's another beautiful story as well. It's Hudaybiyah. You'll remember in YOLO series 3, when we were going through the life of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one day, Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, they're in Madinatul Munawwara. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is missing Makkatul Mukarramah, missing the Kaaba. And so they adorn the ihrams, they decide to go for Umrah. Not to fight the Quraysh or anything else, but to just go to see the beautiful Kaaba. And it is a sight. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, by the blessings of the sandals of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I recently had that opportunity. When you look at the Kaaba, you just feel like you're standing there and just looking at it. It's amazing. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that amazing connection to the Kaaba and that love for the Kaaba. And indeed, it was Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Riza Mubarak. It was the will of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Qibla for the Muslim should be the Kaaba. And this is why Allah azza wa jal said, you know, Habib, you turn your face towards that Kaaba which pleases you, and the Kaaba that pleased Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the direction of prayer that pleased Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah azza wa jal is free from time and space. You cannot, there's no direction there. There needs to be a focal point, a Qibla, where you pray towards Allah azza wa jal. And Allah azza wa jal said, for me, Baitul Maqdis was there. Habib, it's your desire. You have this desire, you have this will, you want the Kaaba to be the Qibla, so whatever you desire, turn that way. So this was the Kaaba. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a special love for the Kaaba. Now, Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed companions, they adorned themselves with the beautiful ihrams and they set out, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik labbaik la sharika laka labbaik innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. An amazing tasbih. If you ever get stuck in life, read that. The scholars say it is so powerful that it will solve your problems. So they set out. They get to Hudaybiyah. The kuffar of Makkah say, we're not going to let you enter Makkah. And the famous story where Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala goes, and then there's this rumor that he's been martyred, and Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does the Bayt al-Ridwan, and Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows that Uthman hasn't been martyred, and therefore Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this is the hand of Uthman, and you know he is taking Bayt as well, and all of that happens. And the other interesting story there was that Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala was safe in Makkah, and the kuffar said, we're not letting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into the Kaaba. But Uthman, you were a leader of the Quraysh, you're very well known, you're one of us, you know, even though you're a Muslim, you go and do the Tawaf and do your Umrah. And he says, no. What is this Umrah worth without my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And some of the companions were saying, oh, how blessed is Uthman, he will have done Umrah. And Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my Uthman doing Umrah without me? I don't think so. And when he came back, he said, Ya Rasulullah, how could I do Umrah without you? But that's a different story. So coming back to the one I wanted to put before you. The certain people get involved, and they say that we need to strike a deal. So they have the Sulh Hudaybiyah, where they write out terms and conditions, and the Kuffar say, we're not going to let you do Umrah this year, but you can come back the following year and do Umrah, etc. They start to write a treaty, this Treaty of Hudaybiyah. And Hazrat Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he has the charge. So he's writing down, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is a treaty between Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quraysh of Makkah. Straight away they object. They say, no, you need to put Muhammad bin Abdullah there. Muhammad son of Abdullah, not Muhammad, the messenger of Allah. Because if we accept that he is the messenger of Allah, then there's nothing to argue about. We're not accepting that. Therefore, you need to cut that out. And they insist on this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the hikmat, the wisdom that Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Because Sulh Hudaybiyah, as you remember from that last series, was the single turning point in Islam, which meant that that treaty was so amazing that at the time it seemed like a defeat for the Muslims or backtracking, but it was the single most brilliant event in Islam which changed the history. Now, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala has written Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're saying, no, we can't have that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ali, cross out and put Muhammad bin Abdullah. That's the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the door to the city of knowledge, the true devotee of Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lion of Allah azza wa jal, he says, Ya Rasulullah, how can I cut your name out? Ali can't do that. Nabi Kareem says, Ali, do it. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I can't. So the command is cut the name. Hasidna Ali, in the love, reverence, respect, and honor of Nabi Kareem, can't. So Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lean over and they change the name. Again, a command. But it raised the ranks of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the court of Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But not only that, in the court of everybody who's going to listen to this brilliant waqia. So, this is how amazing the life of the Blessed Companions was. That Allah azza wa jal is giving us the etiquettes of the court of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You remember from last episode, if you speak loudly in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you could lose all your deeds without even knowing it, so that you don't even get the opportunity to repent. And you remember that blessed companion who had a loud voice, and he thought the ayah mubarakah came down for him, and he locked himself in the house. This is amazing love. This is amazing reverence. This is amazing, amazing affection that the world had never seen. You know, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, when he came to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? He came to kind of see what was happening. And he went back to the Quraysh of Makkah and he said, I've been to lots of kings. I've been to the Persian kings, the Roman kings. I've seen everything. But what I saw in the court of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have never seen before. These people are madly in love with their beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will do anything for them. When he speaks, they sit as if there are statues. Birds can sit on their heads. When he commands, they fall over themselves to fulfill those commands. And they don't even speak loudly in his court. And you know, for 1460 years, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the ummatis, the true ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have aspired to behave exactly like the companions. This is the ultimate goal for the true believers. They behave in the way that the Sahaba Ikram behaved, the blessed companions did. They love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the way that the companions did. They sacrificed their lives the way that the companions did. They sacrificed their wealth and their honor and everything at the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a lot of people have this concept where they think, well, those were the companions, and Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, they were blessed to have the best of creation in front of them. But now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are in their Rauza Mubarak, so does this apply? Let me tell you, the king, Abu Ja'far Mansur, he was discussing religious issues with the great Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala. This is the scholar that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam predicted. He was such an amazing scholar of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the great imams. And he was in Masjid Nabawi Sharif when Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala said, O leader of the believers, don't raise your voice in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Allah has taught the nation respect in the glorious Quran. Abu Mansur says, he says, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are in that Rauza Mubarak. So do I still have to keep my voice down? And Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala says, of course you do. Why? Because Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala knew and taught us the Aqidah that whether Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put a veil between themselves and this world, doesn't matter. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. Tu zinda hai wallah. Tu zinda hai wallah. Mere chashme alam se chuk jane wale. And for those of you who've been to Madinatul Munawwara, if you look at the Jaliyah Mubarak, right above them is this ayah mubarakah, saying that the best of creation is watching you. Don't raise, the ayah says, do not raise your voices in the court of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That mubarak ayah from the Quran is written across the top of the Jali Mubarak as a reminder that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is watching you and knows about you. And no doubt, Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blesses their ummatis. Madinatul Munawwara is a distribution center for the entire universe. The ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal descend upon Madinatul Munawwara, and then from there, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributes them. This is why Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal is the giver, and I am the distributor of the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is why we say that when you're in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you behave as the companions did. And the one thing that, alhamdulillah, as Muslims we have, even our youngsters, you know, you can have youngsters who don't know that much about deen, who maybe, you know, na'uzubillah, don't even read their namaz. But when you talk about the best of creation, when you talk about Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their eyes light up. Speak to the youngsters. When you talk about the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their hearts start to beat faster. This is the love that the ummati has for the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is amazing love. And this is a gift. You know, people for millennia have prayed to be in the ummah of the last and final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam read in the Torah, and it was a long hadith of Mubarak, but read that there will be an ummah. When they make an intention for wrong, Allah Ta'ala will not write a bad deed for them. But when they make an intention for a good deed, Allah Ta'ala will write one good deed. When they do the good deed, they will be rewarded many times before. He reads all of this long list of the beautiful, beautiful fazilat and the qualities of this amazing ummah. And he raises his hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make that ummah my ummah. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, O Musa, that is the ummah of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa alayhi salam then says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if you cannot make that ummah my ummah, make me an ummati of that beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine how privileged and how honored we are that for centuries even prophets have prayed to be in the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and walis of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then the companions. What can I tell you about the blessed companions? Allahu Akbar. Let's talk about one companion. He wanted to find out what the truth was about life. So he started to sit with priests. And the scholars write that he was in the north of Syria and different countries. And he left his family, he left his wealth, he left everything else in search for the truth. He spent time with priests. He spent time with monks. He would go and he would serve a priest, learn from him. And then when that priest was to depart, he would refer him on to another pious person. He would go and spend some time there, learn knowledge. And he then came to one person. And at the time he served this person, he gained knowledge. And this person said to him, I'm about to depart now. There's nobody else I can send you to. But I know from the books that I've read, the Torah, the Gospels, all this, that the time for the arrival of the last messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, the best of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, is close. Go in search for that amazing personality for whom the world was created. He says, how will I find him? He says, I'll give you three questions, three identities, three clues to who this amazing person is. The first, if you give him sadaqah, he will not accept it. If you give him a gift, he will gracefully accept it. And between both of his shoulder blades, there is a seal of prophethood. Those are the three signs of this amazing last and final messenger. The one that the world has been waiting for since the beginning. The one that everybody has talked about, from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam through to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Everybody has been looking forward to this event. Well, that time is close. You have served me well. Now I'm giving you these clues. He is going to come to a city
in Arabia. Go and search for him. This amazing personality, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, originally from Fars, he sets out. He goes from one town to the other, to the other. Eventually, he's enslaved. He's enslaved by some Jews and he's brought to a city where he starts to serve his master. One day, that master's relative, who was from Madinatul Munawwara, comes to his house. They sat there chatting away. And he says, your slave, your ghulam is very good. He's very efficient. I'll buy him from you. The deal is done. And Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala says that I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. All I knew that I'd been sold. They put me on the ride and they started to travel. I fell asleep. And then at one point, I woke up. I woke up as did my destiny. Because when I looked around, I thought that this place is amazing. This place has a special resonance. This place has special nur, it has special light. Everything looks amazing. It has these amazing date palms, these beautiful mountains. I thought, I've arrived at my destination. But again, he said, I didn't know the timing of it. I didn't know when the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was going to be born. I didn't know when the best of creation had already arrived. I didn't know whether it was going to be in my lifetime. But I thought, at least I have made it to that city where this amazing creation of Allah Azza wa Jal is going to dazzle the worlds, is going to enlighten the worlds, is going to shine bright. So he says, I start to work for my master. He's got an orchard of date trees. And I start to pick the trees. I'd learn a bit of Arabic because he was from Faris. And he says, I knew some of the conversations and I started to understand. One day, a relative, the brother of the owner, came in rushing. And he said, something amazing has happened. And I didn't pay any attention to the conversation till he said this. He said, do you know that person who claimed to be a prophet in Makkah? He has come to Medina. He says, as he said this, I thought, all these years, I've gone from priest to priest and different people. I've been sold on markets. I've been working as a laborer. I've given up my family. I've given up my wealth. All these years I've spent. And my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has arrived in Madinatul Munawwara. I got some dates that I had that were mine. I took them. I went to see the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sat there. I remembered the first thing that that monk, that priest had told me. He said that the true prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept sadaqah. I presented the dates and I said, oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are dates for sadaqah. He says, the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam was looking at me but saying to blessed companions, take these and distribute. I thought the first sign has been fulfilled. I humbly departed. The next morning, I grabbed some more dates that I had. I took them to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are gifts for you. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to eat from them. The dates I presented. Then I thought, this second sign has come true as well. Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has accepted the gift. Then the third sign I was looking out for. I want to see that third and final sign that confirms that this is the hasti that I have been looking for. This is the personality. This is the best of creation. This is the last and final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal that the world has been waiting for. He says, before I could do anything else, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to me, smiled, and then removed the shawl. I looked at the seal of prophethood. Hazrat Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala spent his life serving the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an amazing companion. What an amazing companion. But look at the love and the devotion that they had to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That their entire lives were devoted to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever they had,
they sacrificed at the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the blessed companions. Now the question is this. This is a question from here and on I'm going to ask regularly. Let's look at our lives. How much love and devotion do we have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is our love and devotion restricted to the few mahfils of Milad that we go to? Or is it a love and devotion that actually changes my life? Is it love and devotion that is actually practical? Do I pray my salah in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do I read the glorious Quran in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do I adopt the beautiful ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Am I honest because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most truthful? Am I sincere with everybody around me? Do I serve my parents? What impact has the life of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has the teachings of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had on my life? Because it's easy to say that I love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the tongue. But that is not what the companions did. Once they accepted Islam, their lives changed totally. And everything they did was weighed on the scale of the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They thought, I'm going to do this action. Will Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be pleased with this action? Or will they be displeased? If they will be displeased, I'm not going to do it. But if it leads to the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is the action that I need to do. That was their scale. Today, we need to weigh our actions on this scale. Yes, we love Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But why are we doing things that the companions didn't do? Why are we now cheating people? Why are we ignoring the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because when it came to the life of the blessed companions, they didn't just say that they love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with their tongues. Every action they did was immersed in the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why they lived such simple yet beautiful lives. And this is why 1460 years plus later, we are sat here talking about these great personalities. What quality did they have? Is it because they believed in Allah Azza wa Jal? No, we've had billions of people in the world from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam who've believed in Allah Azza wa Jal. Why are we talking about these blessed companions? There are billions of people who have worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal since the world was created. But we're talking about these people because they loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they recognize that success in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal lies in respect, honor, reverence, and following in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to please Allah Azza wa Jal, you please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to love Allah Azza wa Jal, you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to obey Allah Azza wa Jal, you obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is true success. And they had the blessed company of the best of creation. And they taught the world that when you're granted this opportunity, when you're granted this amazing privilege which none of creation has had before, then take it with both hands. Well, in a similar way, we today have that opportunity. What have we done with that opportunity? If we truly love the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will never miss our salah. We will read the Quran every day. We will never disrespect our parents. We will never cheat and deceive people. We will do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, send abundant durood wa salam upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All why? Because of the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more you do that, the more that love increases. Jaan hai ishq Mustafa, roz fazoo kare khuda, jisko ho dard ka maza, naze dawa uthaye kyun. Ke Allah Hazrat writes, he says, life is the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase it every day. This is such a beautiful pain of love that why would I want a cure and why would I want to go anywhere else? Phir ke gali gali taba, thokrein sab ki khaye kyun? You know, why go roaming here, there and everywhere and be, you know, disregarded by people? Dil ko jo akal dekh khuda, teri gali se jaye kyun. If you have true intellect and your heart can think, and the heart can think as well, because scientists now say neurons pass between the brain and the heart. Dil ko jo akal de khuda, teri gali se jaye kyun. You have been blessed to be in the gali, in the street of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How foolish are we that we turn away from this beautiful gali, this beautiful street, and go elsewhere? We don't need to go elsewhere. This is the court that the kings come to beg. And you and I have the privilege of being ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just find that love which Allah azza wa jalla has put in your heart. Work on it with Durood-e Paak, with amals, actions in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that love will increase exponentially, change your life in this world and the hereafter. We've run out of time. I'm going to move to my next segment. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew.
Now, alhamdulillah, gaining knowledge of deen is very important. And the more you know, the more you realize that I didn't know much. You know, it's like the empty vessel makes most noise. Now, one of the problems these days is this, that we spend a lot of time on social media, on our phones, and a lot of time is wasted. Wasted in unnecessary things. And the amount of knowledge we gain is very little. And sometimes we can't be bothered. We think we want the easy solution. We think it's not easy to gain knowledge of deen. But let me tell you today that it is. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, your Dawat-e-Islami has brought everything to your fingertips. There is an amazing department of Dawat-e-Islami, Maktabatul Madina, which means that in no time, I can get access to hundreds of books written in beautiful language, straightforward English, understandable. I can get access to translations of the Quran and commentaries in my language, all sat on my phone, on my desk, and there are apps and everything else. That is Maktabatul Madina of Dawat Islami. We're going to talk about it more, but I want to show you this documentary before we do.
It's Dawat Islami.
Dear viewers, another excellence of Dawat Islami is that wherever it steps foot, it achieves excellence. SubhanAllah, Dawat Islami has a department called Maktabatul Madina, which is the Dawat Islami publishing department, where books are printed. Nowadays, people say there is no interest in reading religious books, and now the digital era has arrived. People do not buy books, rather they read them online. The point is valid, but you will be surprised to know that Dawat Islami's Maktabatul Madina sells books worth tens of millions of rupees every single year. Alhamdulillah, people all over the world are reading these books, acquiring them, and gifting them to each other. And the excellent thing is that, alhamdulillah, translations are being done in around 45 different languages. Yes. Translations are available in around 45 languages. Religious books are printed in different languages of the world. And when we used to see earlier, the first edition of the book, especially religious books, used to be 1,000 or 2,000 copies. Several books of Maktabatul Madina have their first edition itself of 50,000, 100,000 copies. And alhamdulillah, several editions of those have already been printed. So dear viewers, this is Dawat Islami's Maktabatul Madina. And yes, Maktabatul Madina has also developed its excellent digital commerce website. Wherever you are in the world, you can purchase online. Move forward, this is a great gift. A book is the best friend. So acquire books, read religious books. Whether it is the tafsir of the Holy Quran, the translation of the Quran, or books on many topics, Dawat Islami's Maktabatul Madina is presenting them to us. You should also definitely visit the website of Maktabatul Madina and make sure you purchase something for yourself.
Maktabatul Madina, 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 Maktabatul Madina.
The Madani aim of Dawat Islami is, I must try to reform myself and the people of the whole world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Long live Dawat Islami.
Subhanallah, wow, an amazing, amazing department of Dawat-e-Islami that is spreading the knowledge of deen to the far corners of the globe. Now, although some generations, like the new generation, like to do everything on these phones and everything else, we've still got a lot of people who prefer books. And as Khalid Bhai was saying in the documentary, that we sell thousands of copies. But the beauty is, we're in the digital era. If you go on to dawatislami.net, you can search for it on your phone. There are apps available. You can search through the books. You can download a book and go to the PDF and just start reading through it. And a lot of brothers that we've spoken to, what they do is they download the PDF and they'll read 10, 15 pages a night. And they can get through books. I know one brother who was working, doing a taxi driver, and he went through a 500-page book in between jobs, because they use their time effectively. And Dawat-e-Islami gives you that opportunity. And the topics are amazing. If you go on to dawatislami.net, there's a search bar there. You can search for any book of your choice. Or you can just scroll through, look at the different books. You can read books on Aqidah, Tafsir al-Quran, Hadith al-Mubarakah, Fiqh, Sirat al-Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tasawwuf. There are all sorts of books. And the list goes on. And in, as Khalid Bhai was saying, 45 different languages. How amazing is that? All at your fingertips. And then there's apps. There's Quran apps and everything else with beautiful translations. And translations where, you know, if you're reading three ayats with tarjuman and tafsir, a lot of people shy away from this. And they think, well, you know, we'll have to do this. Download it onto your phone. If you're one of those people who finds it difficult, you know, can't battle that much against your desires or the shaitan, and you can't get yourself to get up every morning, make a habit on this. Download the app, Kanzul Iman, the Quran Pak, go to dawatislami.net, download the Quran, and every morning read three ayats of the Quran with translation and tafsir. And in Urdu, the treasure is even bigger. If you have the honor and the privilege of reading, there's hundreds of books in English, beautifully translated. But if you have the honor and the privilege of being able to understand Arabic, subhanAllah. And there's lots of Arabic books there as well. But if Urdu is your main language, the treasure grows even greater. The best Urdu book that I can recommend to you is Siratul Jinan fi Tafsir al-Quran. Every ayah mubarakah, with the translation by Mufti Qasim Sahib Dawud Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah and Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Alayhi Rahmatur Rahman's translation, and then a brief commentary helping to understand the Ayat Mubarakah. And what Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah says is just do three ayats a day. Maybe take you between 5 and 10 minutes. But trust me, it will change your life. Then a lot of brothers, they have made it a habit. Every night, there are booklets and pamphlets on here, 12, 14, 16 pages on different topics. Within 15, 20 minutes at a reasonable reading speed, you'll be able to get through it. Download the pamphlet. Today I'm going to read this one. And before you, when you go to bed, just go there. We're always on our phones anyway. Do something constructive. Download the pamphlet, read through it, and then read your du'as for going to sleep, Ayatul Kursi and other du'as, and then go to sleep and watch. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, by the blessings of the knowledge of deen, your sleep will be beautiful, your dreams will be beautiful as well. And then, every week, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah gives us a weekly Rasalah. If you can't read a Rasalah every night, download the weekly Rasalah onto your phone and do 2 pages every day. 5 minutes, maximum. Maybe it takes 2 or 3 minutes if somebody can read English quickly as well. 2 or 3 minutes, but maximum 5 minutes. If you did 2 or 3 pages every night, you would be fulfilling this great deed. And Amir al-Sunnah makes a lot of du'as for those people who read the weekly booklet and watch the Madni Muzakarat. Maktabatul Madina, this is a department I cannot emphasize enough. I would urge you all today, even if it's just to check it out, go onto it, download it, look at the apps that are available, look at the books that are available, download a book today, break that barrier. And then whenever you need something, a lot of people, what they've done is the one book that most people have on their phones and most people use on a daily basis and is one of our best sellers in our maktaba is Madni Treasure of Blessings, Madni Point Surah. Download that, Urdu, English, download it for your parents, download it for your relatives. It has so many vazaif, it has so many things to read that it will change your life. Download it yourself, download it for the others. Don't be lazy. Dawatislami.net, a treasure of knowledge, not to be missed. This is one of the great achievements of Dawat Islami. Tell others and spread the word. We've come to the end of today's program. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts and increase the love of knowledge. Because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved his ummatis who gained the knowledge. There was that famous riwayat where there were two groups. One, they were sat doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and one sat learning knowledge. And Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and sat with the ones who were learning knowledge. That is what is important. Ask yourself, in the last year, how much knowledge of Islam have I gained? Have I now got 5 minutes every night just to read something? Just to, even if it's nothing else, just to read the seerat, the beautiful life of my beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because there are seerat books on here as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the blessings and barakats of the knowledge of deen. Ameen bi jahi Nabi Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Salu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew. Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew. Inspiring hearts forever anew.